When Lord Henry entered the room, he found his uncle sitting in a rough shooting coat, smoking a cheroot and grumbling over the times.
"Well, Harry," said the old gentleman, "what brings you out so early? I thought you dandies never got up till 2 and were not visible till 5.
"Pure family affection, I assure you, Uncle George. I want to get something out of you."
"Money, I suppose," said Lord Fermor, making a wry face. "Well, sit down and tell me all about it. Young people nowadays imagine that money is everything."
"Yes," murmured Lord Henry, settling his buttonhole in his coat. "And when they grow older, they know it. But I don't want money. It is only people who pay their bills who want that, Uncle George, and I never pay mine. Credit is the capital of a younger son, and one lives charmingly upon it. Besides, I always deal with Dartmoor's tradesmen, and consequently they never bother me. What I want is information. Not useful information, of course. Useless information."
"Well, I can tell you anything that is in an English blue book, Harry, although those fellows nowadays write a lot of nonsense. When I was in the diplomatic, things were much better. But I hear they let them in now by examination. What can you expect? Examinations, sir, are pure humbug from beginning to end. If a man is a gentleman, he knows quite enough. And if he's not a gentleman, whatever he knows is bad for him."
"Mr. Dorian Gray does not belong to blue books, Uncle George," said Lord Henry languidly.
"Mr. Dorian Gray..."